Today is Sunday, October 28th, 2018, and this...
It's like he's saying, I moved to Vegas because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Apparently not in Clark or Nye County.
It's 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 667. Las Vegas!
Las Vegas. I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you think that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. I'm in a Vegas-y mood.
Ready That's good.
Ready to talk about some Vegas-y things and bring our listeners some Vegas-y joy. What more can you ask for from a Sunday morning or afternoon or whatever it is? All right, before we jump into this week's news, we want to thank our Patreon patrons for supporting this podcast. As always, this podcast is listener supported by fine folks including Greg Prince, Jed Blaugrund, Lisa. I like that. That's mysterious. Just mm-hmm. Lisa. It's the single name thing always throws me a little bit. All right.
I'm just glad you could pronounce it easily.
Thank you. Peter Erickson, Pencil Tucky Low Roller, No Deuces, and Melissa Grove. Thank you to these and all of our Patreon patrons for their support.
Thank you.
If you'd like to support the show on a monthly basis and get some bonus content as our way of saying thank you, visit patreon.com/500 for all the details. All right, we've got a few little news things to get caught up on, and then we're going to get to a bunch of phone calls this week as well. Let's start with Vidara. We've stayed there. It's a lovely property.
Mm-hmm.
They are opening a club lounge this January. I don't remember if we talked about this when Aria did this a while back. It's kind of like when we stayed at Hotel 32, which is no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
They had the lounge area just for people who were staying on that floor, just for the Hotel 32 guests. Sounds like it's modeled after that.
I enjoyed that a lot.
I know. It's a pretty sizable room. Place to stop in, grab some soda or juice or...
Snacks. I like snacks.
They have snacks, and it's like decent snacks. It's just like prepared stuff, not just, you know, like...
Here's some airline peanuts.
Exactly. As part of this at Vidara, with certain room types, starting in, I think it's January 11th is the date that they have... With certain room types, you get access to this lounge. Steven, a.k.a. Vespajet, posted this on the Facebook group. Thanks to him for calling this to our attention. But there's been speculation that they're probably using maybe part of the old Silk Road restaurant space.
Okay, yeah.
Remember that that was barely open at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I think they use it for special events. So whether or not it's the entire thing or part of it, the entire thing would probably be too big. I don't remember how large that space is. So right off the lobby, I'm guessing that's where it will be. But Aria's had one of these for a while, too, with certain room types. You get access to their club lounge, and it's a nice little thing.
It is.
Now, some of the other MGM resorts have VIP, M-Life VIP lounges.
Mm-hmm.
This is nicer than that. Those are really small, and they just have, like, a refrigerator with water and a couple things, and then maybe, like, bagged potato chips or something. This, they make, like, fresh desserts. They bring out appetizers. They have a two or three hour happy hour every evening or afternoon, depending on where you're staying. I think Aria's is 5 to 7 and Vidara's is going to be 2 to 4 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you get free beer or wine. So it's a little bit more of a perk than just
What kind of beer?
I don't know. I don't know what the selection is like, but I suspect it's probably pretty decent
mm-hmm.
given the... It's probably bottled beer selection of some sort. It would be weird if they pulled in. Well, they could. Anyway, I'm sure that's what it is. So if you like a little bit extra something with your room, and obviously you're paying for it in the room cost, it's a higher room rate, I'm sure, but it might be an option for you to check out. It's nice. I like the added perk. You also get priority check-in and a dedicated concierge. So if you're somebody who uses a concierge a lot, it's kind of nice to have one that's just working for you and a handful of other people using that type of room. So there you go.
Do you know what the room types are?
I don't off the top of my head.
Okay.
I think they might be changing or renovating some of the room types so that they're called club rooms.
Okay.
I believe that's the way this typically works, but... they do have a list on the website, I believe, of the types of rooms that are included. So check out Vidara's website if you're interested in this service. I noticed that with those VIP lounges at the other properties, some of the other properties have, those are for, well, it depends on the property.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are just for noir. Some of them are for platinum and noir.
Okay.
And then some of them, when you reserve your room, they offer it as an upgrade, a paid upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I checked a couple of them. Like Luxor's was $35 and Mirage's was $100.
Huh.
So that doesn't seem worth it for what you're getting.
Yeah. And then Caesar's still has the diamond lounges.
Yes, at the Total Rewards properties, they've got that.
But that doesn't matter what kind of room you're staying in. That involves your slot play. Yeah. Or
correct.
Not slot, but overall gambling and points accumulation.
Yes, indeed. Your tier level. So yeah, that's going on at Vidara. I wonder now, I would imagine they've obviously had some success with this at Aria, incentivizing them to add this at Vidara. So I'm curious, I would imagine that Bellagio would probably be pretty high on the list if they were going to spread this throughout their properties.
Right.
Maybe start with their higher end properties and then move down. Or
have it at the higher end properties.
Yeah, I thought maybe Park MGM would do it since that's new.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they may have one of those VIP lounges. I don't know, but they don't have... this yet, so we'll see if it spreads, but it's a thing they're doing. Some changes in store down at Stratosphere. They've been doing some property renovations down there, and I think they're trying to hip up the property, trying to make it seem cooler in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Treasure Island did this and they changed their signage to TI?
Uh-huh, and got rid of the cool-ass skeleton.
I know, they get rid of the one cool thing about the property and change the name to TI, which...
Or skull, not yeah. skeleton, but yeah.
So Stratosphere is doing something somewhat similar. New signs have been going up around the property, referring to it not as Stratosphere, but as the Strat, according to Vegas Changes. They should posted some pictures of that. So on the website, they're still referring to it as Stratosphere, but they're trying to kind of rebrand it and make it a little bit hipper. I'm anticipating if they're really trying to do that, they'll probably be adding a e-gaming... an esports lounge and more seating for the millennials and maybe some cornhole. I don't know. Do you have any thought? Do you have a preference? I mean, people kind of call it the Strat anyway.
Yeah.
Do you have any preference? Do you have any thoughts on... Does it change your view of the property?
No.
No, me neither. I still think about it and go, oh yeah, it's a nice enough place. Pain in the ass to get to. Nah, mm-hmm. not gonna bother.
Yeah. Unless there's something pulling us there.
Right. You kind of need an incentive to get down there.
Yeah.
We're good about once every
eight years.
Wow. I guess we have our estimate exactly right. We both said eight. All right, so that is happening. Of course, another property that's been undergoing a lot of renovations lately is Palms. They recently changed owners. It's owned by Stations/Red Rocks Resorts. And one of the things they're planning on doing, of course, they have a lot of dead nightclub space there. That was once bustling and active and mm-hmm. the talk of the town. And
yeah, when it first opened, that was the place.
Yeah, well, it died off and a lot mm-hmm. of the nightclub spaces have been closed. They're reactivating some of those. And there were plans to partner with Tao Group, which, of course, is one of the major nightclub players in Las Vegas. And they were going to open the old Rain nightclub space as a new club and also put in a new restaurant called Vandal. It's a New York restaurant. They were going to have a Las Vegas version. For whatever reason, the partnership fell apart. They had a joint announcement this week. Tao Group is no longer part of the plans, but Palms is going to continue with its plans to reopen Rain as something else, as well as that restaurant. So sounds like business as usual. The only difference is Tao is not going to be a part of it. Don't know how much that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if they'll bring in a different nightclub management group or if they'll just handle it on their own.
Yeah. The changes at Palms are interesting to me.
Yeah, they're doing some good stuff over there, I think. We liked it when we saw it, and they're still working on it. There's still some new restaurants coming. Bobby Flay has a new restaurant opening there pretty soon. They're making some nice changes. So I know At one point, I think they hired the guys who were at Wynn, those twin brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Twins kind of creep me out. So whenever I see them, I'm like, oh, those creepy twins. But that's not a nice thing to say. That's just my own hang up.
We probably have listeners who are twins. I know probably. We have listeners who have twin children.
I know. For some reason, though, I see identical twins and it skeeves me a little bit.
Hmm.
I don't know why. It's weird to see.
It's because of The Shining, isn't it?
Yeah, it probably is. Goes back to something like that. Anyway, those twin, I can't remember their names off the top of my head, but those guys, and then they were going to do the nightclub stuff at Elon, that failed mess of a project.
Mm-hmm.
I think Palms hired those guys, so it seems like they would be able to run this stuff and wouldn't necessarily need Tao, assuming they are still there. But that's the scoop over at Palms. Another happening casino hotel resort is Cosmopolitan. We love it there.
Mm-hmm.
They're undergoing some changes as well. Specifically, one of their bars, Bond Bar, seems like it's likely to go the way of Book and Stage, and Q Bar may not be long for this world. We had a report on our Facebook group from our friend Roland that a bartender had told him a few weeks ago that they were going to renovate it and make it into a lounge, kind of like Click, which is the lounge where Book and Stage used to be.
Mm.
Kind of a little bit more upscale.
They're going to charge you even more for drinks.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's the case for sure.
I'm kind of bummed because I started to come around on Bond Bar. We didn't play there very much, and most of it is a soundtrack.
I know. They play...
They have delicious drinks and...
Delicious tunage.
And delicious tunage.
Yeah, so Eater is reporting that they've filed plans with Clark County, not real specific, other than a $1.8 million renovation. We don't know what the timeline is, don't know if it's still going to be called Bond, although I would guess not. But more changes in store for Cosmo. That space, I get it. I get why they're changing it, because it's not used a lot of times. Like, if you go in that door right by Bond during the day...
It's very quiet.
It's either really quiet or sometimes, like, in the morning, the bar isn't even open. They've got that Bond table pit that they added on. A lot of times that's not in use at all. So I can see that they might want to do something to... But
Click isn't open in the morning either.
That's just it. So I don't know...
Or Click or however you want to...
It's not. I'm not calling it fucking Click. We're not... No. That's not how we pronounce it here and. Rural Minnesota.
Okay.
Cleek. Anyway, yeah, you're right. It's not. So I don't know if by having it be a more enclosed space, like Click is kind of its own thing. It's not as open as Bond.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe it won't be as weird to have it be closed part of the day. I don't know, but I can see that why they might be trying to do something to squeeze more money out of it. They used to have, like, it used to be a kind of a hip place. They had go-go dancers, and it was like you walk by and you're like, holy shit.
It was very lively in the evenings.
The DJ at night, it felt like a little bit of a kind of a nightclub scene.
Mm-hmm.
But they've pulled away from that little by little, and now it's just been more of a kind of basic casino bar. So, again, the original vision isn't being carried through as much, so it might be time for that business-wise. But, yeah, I've taken to liking Bond Bar more in the last couple of years too, so I'm kind of bummed to see it go. But what are you going to do? Change is the way of the world in Las Vegas. We will adapt. We end up spending most of our time at the sports bar there anyway.
True.
More changes. These downtown, I don't think this will affect any... Well, I don't know. All right, so Plaza, they've got a big chunk of land. If you ever look at Plaza, like the aerial shots of Plaza, next to it they have a large... lot that is not being used. And I think last year they did this on a temporary basis, but they are turning that space into a, let's say, permanent, although we'll see how long it lasts, an outdoor equestrian center. So in the next month or so, this is in anticipation of this year's National Finals Rodeo in December, they're going to turn this into a year-round facility with two spaces for exercising horses and roping practice. And they've got a bunch of stalls for people to keep their horses. Hmm. Now, during the rodeo, I would imagine they need extra space for that kind of thing. During the rest of the year, I don't know. Is there a need for a bunch of horse stalls downtown Las Vegas?
I don't know.
I know South Point kind of has the market cornered on equestrian stuff. They have their own equestrian center. I don't know. Is it that big of a deal? Like, South Point, it makes sense because they use their arena for those types of events.
Right.
So Plaza's not doing that. They're just going to have this outdoor practice space and then a bunch of barns. I don't fucking know. Good for them. They're using that space for something. But if you're wondering why it smells like horseshit downtown, blame Plaza. More so than usual. This is outside.
I was waiting. This
is outside of the casino that is going to have a weird smell.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, they've masked it with perfumes and whatnot. All right. I don't get equestrian stuff.
Yeah?
Unless I can bet on the horses. I suppose you can bet on them in equestrian events, but it's not as fun if they're just doing like little jumps. And the rodeo doesn't do much for me.
Hmm.
How is rodeos not getting attacked by people like...
I'm sure it is.
Animal activists like crazy. It would seem like there would be some concern over their activities. I don't know. Anyway, that's what's happening. Speaking of horses, I don't know. Speaking of country living, we've got a residency to talk about. So we're going to play some tunage. Are you familiar with the hits of Lady Antebellum?
Somewhat.
Really?
Somewhat, as in...
I did recognize this song. I was surprised.
Okay. Oh, is this the 3 a.m. one?
I don't think so.
No. Reaching for the phone, I'll wait till it gets to the chorus.
Yeah. You'll recognize it when you hear the chorus.
Yeah. And I wonder if I ever... I'm confusing it with a Matchbox 20 song.
Yeah, I think you are.
Quarter after one.
It is clock related.
It is clock related. It's a time related song.
I know, that's what matters. You kind of had the idea, right?
I guess. It was sometime in the early morning hours.
Yeah. Lady Antebellum is coming to Las Vegas for a residency in 2019. They're doing 15 shows at the Pearl at Palms. They're going full on into the residency game lately.
Mm-hmm.
Blink 182, Billy Idol, they've got a few things going on there, and now Lady Antebellum. Their dates are spread out over 3 months, February, May, and August. Their show is called Our Kind of Vegas. I pulled a few clips. They all sound kind of the same to me. I will say, not being real familiar with Lady Antebellum, and not that this not necessarily being my go-to genre, I didn't cringe at these songs as much as I anticipated when pulling them. I wouldn't necessarily listen to them, but I didn't hate them.
Hmm.
I think I hate their name more than anything. It strikes me as a horrible band name.
There are worse.
There are much worse, but it's... I don't know. There are pre-sales beginning on Monday with general on sale on Friday, November 2nd.
I know this one too.
I just went with the most played songs on Spotify and pulled clips from those because I don't know. Tickets are $32 to $275 plus Ticketmaster fees and taxes. You know, we always talk on sale stuff. They have pre-sales plus regular. If you're into this, like, who waits for the regular on sale? It's so easy to find pre-sale codes, mm-hmm. like, with minimal Googling skills.
Or just guessing skills or sometimes.
Guessing, yeah, I've done that. Okay, we'll play a little bit more of one more. 8 o'clock on Friday
night, I'm still at home. Another time-oriented song. All my
girls just maybe that's their genre, their niche. Saying, come on, he ain't worth the pain. Do what you gotta do to forget his name. Yeehaw!
I was not expecting that.
I like to surprise you. Check the mirror one last time and kiss the past goodbye. What I'm really needing now is a double shot of crown. Chase that disco ball around till I don't remember. Go until they cut me off. Wanna get a little lost in the noise, in the light. They did not mention a truck in that chorus, and I was fully expecting that. I bet they've got some truck songs, don't you think?
Probably.
Yeah. All right, good enough. So there you go. If you're a Lady Antebellum fan, you've got 3 months in 2019 in which to see them at Palms. Finally, I'm not even playing the outrage music because I don't find this to be something that's catching a lot of outrage, even though it involves parking fees. Tropicana is one of the holdouts on the Strip as far as charging for parking in its ramps. That is changing, sort of. They have announced they're going to start charging for parking when there are events. They've left events somewhat vague.
Hmm.
They're saying special events.
What if they decide it's World Pancake Day? We're going to charge for parking.
That would be a disappointing turn of events. Mm-hmm. No pun intended. So they're going to be charging $15 for parking, $20 for valet whenever there are event nights, which presumably would mean anything at T-Mobile, mm-hmm. maybe at MGM's event center.
Yeah.
They probably kept it intentionally vague for a while. I can't blame them for this. This one seems okay to me compared to just the general let's mm-hmm. charge for parking all the time trend. I get it. They're probably getting a lot of people parking at their property.
Not visiting their property.
Right. And just going to the events. So I can see this.
Mm-hmm.
So now it'll all shift to Hooters, where they still offer free parking next door to Tropicana. Hotel guests will not have to pay during events, from what I understand. So probably if you have a room key or something, they will check that out. So that is the story at Tropicana, and that is it for this week's exciting Las Vegas updates. Let's take some phone calls, shall we? We've got a bunch of them because we didn't do any last week.
I have no idea if we're being recorded right now. But if we are, we are Scott and Kate, and we are on the strip. And we got fucking killed last night, video poker. But we came back today big time. And we are just taking in the strip and all the craziness of the strip. And I don't even know if this means anything, but we'll call back when we have a meaning to our message. Bye now.
We have a few drunk dials this week.
Cool.
So I figured it'd be good to just get into that mode right away.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Kate and Scott. We'll be hearing more from them shortly.
I just enjoy Vegas joy, whether it's
I do too.
Fueled by alcohol or just fueled by Vegas.
I do too. I like when people call and they've just got that excitement in their voice.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, but it when people have had a few, it always adds an extra, somewhat sense of confusion, but there's something special about the drunk dials in my mind. I know some people aren't into them, but they amuse me.
Me too.
All right. Next up.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is Steve-O again. This is the pre-drunk call. I'm sure I'll call again later on if I remember and do some niceties there. I wanted to give a little review on our room. We're staying at Mandalay Bay in a panoramic two-bedroom queen. These rooms are kind of nice because each of the bedrooms are built pretty equally, a little bit different than some of the two-bedroom suites at some of the other hotels. These both have very nice bathrooms with two sinks, nice-sized showers. The toilet area has a separate door, so somebody could be potentially getting ready in the bathroom, and somebody else could still use the restroom, which is very nice. Really nice, large center living area. I just wish it would have came with a fridge. We did call down for a fridge, but we got the world's smallest fridge brought up to us at no charge. There's four TVs, lots of room in the two-bedroom suite. Great view. We've got a straight-ahead view of the strip. Right side room has a view of the airport, and left side view has a view of more like the pool and stuff like that, which is kind of nice. So overall, we got a great rate on the room, and if you're splitting it with another couple or some other people, it's really not so bad. So great room. Thanks for all that you guys do, and thanks for all the information that you provide and the humor that you guys provide as well. And that's about it. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for that room review. Even the standard rooms at Mandalay Bay have pretty good space. I remember mm-hmm. it's been years since we've stayed there, but their bathrooms are really big.
Yeah. And you like space.
I do like space. I like the larger footprint on their standard rooms as well. So glad that you had a good experience there. And I was thinking about the concept of having a two-bedroom suite and sharing it with another couple.
Uh-huh.
I would hate that so much.
I was thinking that during the call. I was thinking, oh, yeah.
I would never do that.
That is not for you.
No, I need my privacy.
And it's probably not for... Well, if it were family, because our families...
I'd still hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm beyond that.
Yeah. If it were me solo with my family.
Yeah, you'd get stuck doing that. I would never. No. Nope, nope, nope. Got to have my... And I get it. Even with a two-bedroom suite, you can at least shut the bedroom door, and mm-hmm. you've got probably your own bathroom off of the bedroom. So you've got a little bit of privacy there, but no. I need to have
separation. Even on the guy trip, everyone has their own rooms now.
Yeah, the first two times we did that, then we went super cheap and like fit two or three people in a room at... good old Imperial Palace.
Somebody got the cot and each night.
Yeah, and then after that, we're like, okay, we're all doing well. We're all well employed. We can all probably handle our own situation here, mm-hmm. I think. Or was it all the third time? Anyway, somewhere early on, we made that transition. I might have been the first one to bounce. I'm like, fuck this. I've got a comp room down at Venetian. I'm staying down there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did that one year. Anyway, yeah, I don't. You're the only person I care to share a space with.
Aw.
Aren't you special? Does that make you feel special? Or
in many ways.
All right, next up.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Michelle. This is Chris from D.C. I got fucked up at Bally's. I mean, Cosmo, and now I'm at Bally's. Damn, I'm really fucked up. And I can't find a working Cheeto machine for a dollar. And that's really annoying when all I want is my dollar back. But I wanted to say I love the Nerds. I had a great time at the weekend, and I wish you all were here with us. It would have been a lot of fun. And I think I'm just going to go to the cage. I think that's where I'm going to get my dollar cash back. Okay, love you. Bye-bye.
I don't know what was going on there. Sounds like a good time regardless.
Yes.
Sorry we did not get to see you this year.
Yes. I always enjoy seeing Chris.
Yep. All right, next up.
Tim and Michelle, this is Taylor. From Nashville. I absolutely love your podcast. Long time listener, long time Facebook lurker. That's a little bit creepy, but my dad, brother, and I are here on our annual trip to Vegas. We're each about 7 Coronas in, thanks to the D. The D has been good to us. We're all about 500 by midnight. And I just wanted to call and say thank you for all that you do for the Vegas community. I look forward to your podcast every week. And I don't know what I would do without you guys. I want to have each of your babies. I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. You guys did a great job. Taylor from Nashville. Love you guys, Tim and Michelle. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for clearly identifying yourself, Taylor. It'll really help when I'm working on the paperwork for that restraining order. I don't know if I've ever had anybody tell me they want to have my babies. I'm skeeved.
I haven't even told you that.
No. Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoy the show. We'll hear more from Taylor a little later, a little bit less intense in the next call, thankfully. I'm glad you enjoy the show. Just a little too much. All right, let's all cool down, listen to Scott and Kate, and see what they have to say.
Hey, guys, this is Scott and Kate, and we are at the Alara, and we just finished at Ellis Island, and I got to tell you, Kate is 30 drinks in easily, and she said this steak at Ellis Island is the greatest steak she's ever had in Las Vegas because it was a rare piece of crap. But she liked it because it was rare. You could basically just steak them, cook them rare, and she'd love it. So, anyway.
Nacho.
All right.
Nacho.
She thinks it's fantastic. Cromwell is the bomb. You can play Cromwell and sit there with your money, and it will last and last and last because that place is the shiz. So, anyway. All right, listen. We're having a great time in Las Vegas. And, take care, everybody. Be well. Bye.
All right. Thank you for that call. Their joy brings me joy.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone think that Ellis Island steak is the best. It is cheap.
It is cheap.
It's not horrible. Some people think it's horrible. I think it's fine for $8, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, glad you enjoyed it.
The Would alcohol you say it's better than Steakums?
The alcohol, the alcohol consumption may have contributed to the quality of the meat in Kate's mind as well.
Yeah.
I believe we'll hear
Steakum
from them.
Steakum has a really good Twitter account.
Steakum does?
Yeah.
I didn't even know those were still a thing.
Yeah.
I've never had Steakums.
I don't think I have either.
It's like thin sliced microwavable meat, isn't it?
I believe that's what it is, yeah. Hmm.
I remember the commercials from my child. It's weird, you know, there are products. We were talking about this one day. There's something that came on TV. It's weird when there are products that advertise heavily for like years, and then all of a sudden you never see any ads from them again.
Mm-hmm.
Steak'em is one. I did not know it existed, but in my childhood, it seems like they were on television all the time. Shake and Bake, is that still a thing?
I don't know.
Again,
but that, yeah, that's something that you don't see a lot of
commercials. You don't see a lot of commercials for Jiffy Pop anymore. But
Hamburger Helper.
See, there you go. There's all kinds. Like, what happened to their ad budgets? Or do they just get to a point and go, okay, everybody knows who we are now. You're either going to buy this shit or you're not. I don't know. Puzzling to me. How did
they've all been taken over by Progressive and Geico ads.
Yeah. All right. Moving along to our next caller.
Hello, 500. This is Kelly and Christy from Alabama. Just a week ago, got back from a trip and having a lot of trouble getting out of the Vegas vacation mode. So I poured myself a little drink tonight. I thought I'd call you up and tell you about it. We spent a week there because it's our fifth anniversary. We split the hotel between four nights at the Cosmopolitan with a nice terrace view of the fountain, and then the next three nights at Golden Gate. And I know we were there during the time all of our not Vince friends were there. I don't remember hooking up with them personally, but I think we might have exchanged a few messages. Anyway, we got to the Cosmopolitan, enjoyed that room. First night went to Beauty in Essex, and I'm afraid I was very hopeful that I would enjoy that place. And for the first 15 minutes, it was fantastic. I loved the atmosphere and the drinks, but when I got to the menu, I didn't follow it, even though I was in the mood to try this small plate experience. And the things we ordered were just mediocre, and I didn't understand what I should order. The staff was not much help, so that was kind of a bust. I was disappointed. I'd go back there only if somebody could help me know what to order there. Next morning, we went to the Henry, and we had a much better experience with their short-ribbed Benedict breakfast. And we wandered around that bay, spent a lot of time at the Alto Bar at Caesars, gambled a little bit, and then we saw Paul Schaefer's show there at Cleopatra's Barge. Very nice, very good show. Paul talks a little long, but if you're familiar with him and his music, I'm sure that's what you would enjoy, and I certainly enjoyed it. Finished that night with Secret Pizza, good stuff. Spent the next day hanging around the pool at the Cosmopolitan. Had a boozy shake at Holstein's and a nice burger. Let's see, then we saw Opium, liked Opium. And next day we transferred over, not yet. We went to the Golden Steer that night. I'm mixing up some of these nights. Very good experience at Golden Steer. Really loved the food there. Really loved the atmosphere. I'd go back again. And I guess that's about all I have to say for this call. See you later. Bye.
I think if I go see Paul Schaefer, I want it to be like 47% banter.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that would be a large part of the enjoyment of a show by Paul Schaefer.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Now, we went to Beauty in Essex quite a while ago. I know they've changed their menu a bit.
Yes. And what were the French onion things?
Yeah, I don't think they have those anymore.
They don't, so French I have no reason to go back.
Soup. Like
dumplings or something?
Dumpling things. Yeah, they were really good.
They're delicious, yeah.
And that was like the main draw, and after that I was like, oh, the other stuff was fine, but...
Yeah, and the service has been hit and miss there.
Yeah, we've had some friends who've had some bad experiences there, so... I'm glad we hit it when we did, but it's definitely not on my...
But I'm not interested in going back anytime soon.
Yeah. If they brought those back, I might be...
I could be persuaded, because, yeah, they were... One of my favorite things I've had in Vegas. So.
I think so. And it's soup related, which is weird.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have those like dumpling soup flavored dumplings than an actual bowl of French onion soup. Although I do like a bowl of, or a cup of French onion soup on a rare occasion. Let's not get into soup again.
Okay.
All right. Hey, remember the other day when I was getting gasoline and I sent you the picture of the restaurant where I had the open face sandwich because the rage all returned?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
It's a slow simmering rage that will just be there for the rest of my life.
And it spikes occasionally if you're reminded of it.
When I see that, maybe I need to go there and have something else and that will cleanse me of the bad feelings.
Okay.
I don't know.
They have really good mac and cheese.
That's true. They do. And it's not served in an inappropriate manner.
Mm-hmm.
Like with things that don't, like they don't put sweet pickles on top of the mac and cheese or something like that. Anyway, who cares? Let's move on.
What were you saying?
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's something you were saying yesterday about how menus need to have warnings. Hey, it's the sweet pickle rule.
Sorry. Yeah, the sweet pickle disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
My problem isn't really with sweet pickles. I don't like them, but I think
other
most
people do.
That's
yeah.
fine. And most people, but when you see pickles on a menu, at least in this part of the country, you're expecting dill pickles.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to have something other than what people would expect, there needs to be a disclosure.
Yes.
If you're serving a sandwich that is not a regular sandwich, but in turn an open-faced sandwich, it needs to be labeled as such. Clear and proper disclosure. I feel like I could litigate this case.
You think you are.
All right.
Max agrees with you, by the way.
Next up.
Hi, podcasting Tim and Michelle. It's Sam and Patty from Kelowna, British Columbia. Back in Vegas. Just want to save a lot of the listeners from pain and agony. After about 30 years of coming to Vegas, we rented a car and drove to Laughlin. Stayed one night, which was probably one night too long. Back in Vegas, downtown, at the D-Long Bar. Ah, enjoying it. Ciao.
All right. I had to turn us down because of our dumb dog.
Oh. Hey, Tim, Michelle, it's Steve-O.
Everything is off now. I started thinking about that fucking sandwich, and now I'm all...
And now you're all full of rage.
I'm all flustered
and your
again.
Game is off. And
yeah.
Yeah. Now the dog's barking. And
I expect now... So we had that anti Laughlin. Well, the Laughlin's not that great call, and that's... Mm-hmm. I'm not looking for a bunch of...
Laughlin is great calls.
Yeah, I know. Some people like it, some people don't.
If you like it, that's awesome. Continue to go.
More for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can get their own fucking podcast down there in Laughlin. We're not here to serve their fucking needs.
I'm still waiting for the rest of Viva Laughlin to...
It's never going to surface.
Oh, man.
We have those two episodes on DVD, and that's all it's going to ever be. Mm. Max, shut the fuck up, you piece of shit.
Wow. Wow.
I know. I love my dog, but some days... Where were we? Who are we talking to?
We're talking to Steve.
All right.
Hey, Tim, Michelle, it's Steve-O. I want to apologize for now drunk that I last
night. Never apologize.
But the fact is I was too drunk to actually dial. Went to O'Shea's, played some beer pong. Oh, my God, it was so fucking fun. We got drunk there, and then after that, we took an Uber over to Mandalay Bay. We watched a little bit of shitty live music. Packing up. Earlier in the evening, we had dinner at Spice in Vegas. We ate there multiple times. Pizza is really, really good. It's over at Mandalay Bay. And then earlier than that, I guess this is like a reverse trip because I'm still a little drunk. Earlier than that, we did a lot of walking around. We ate at the Hash House, probably our favorite breakfast place, because it's affordable. The food is so good. And then from there, we went walking around Miracle Mile at Shops and just had some beers while we walked around, came back to our hotel, and then went out after that. So overall, really just a fantastic trip. Once again, thanks, guys. Thanks for all you do. Love the information you put out. Love the humor and stuff. So, thanks.
So he was actually apologizing for not drunk dialing, which I guess that's no apologies are necessary.
No.
We'll have a good drunk dial apology later. I like those. I like when people are apologetic for their calls later on. And yeah, anyway. Okay, let's move on. Next caller.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Scott from Indianapolis, calling in with a quick review of the Cromwell. Spent three nights a couple weeks ago. Usually get comped at some of the Little Caesars properties. I got a partial comp for the Cromwell and decided to give it a go based on all the good things that were about the service. So, short, I really enjoyed it. The pros, everyone was was great in terms of friendliness and willingness to help. Location can't be big. I love how small it is. I feel like they're one coffee shop away from being perfect in terms of never wanting to leave the place. We're big pool people, access to Cromwell also gets you access to the Caesars Pool as well as Flamingo. And literally, it's about a 5-minute walk from the elevator lobby at Cromwell to the gate at the Flamingo. So, if you want to stay somewhere nicer, but, don't want to necessarily deal with, the Cromwell Pool, then Flamingo's a little quieter. On the downside, I had a few service issues that, I had to call in at least 2 or 3 times, which is, not my definition of good service. The Ivy, chat thing that they offer where you can text type of service issues, didn't work all that well. So all in all, I still give a thumbs up and, want to give your listeners, my perspective. Thanks.
All right. And thank you for that review. We do appreciate it. Always good to hear what people are experiencing and thinking about, specific properties. I'm a fan of what they're doing at the Cromwell. Mm-hmm. Hope to stay there again sometime. We actually had it booked for an upcoming trip and then ended up getting something different that, so well, we'll get there. We'll get back there.
Yeah, we'll get back.
I like that place. Mm-hmm. I like what they're doing in the casino. I like the rooms. It makes me, I agree with him as far as the restaurant thing. It seems like they need one more general restaurant, not like a little bit more upscale place like Giada and not the snack bar thing. Mm-hmm. They need a nice sit down coffee shop. And so what I'm saying is we need Victorian room back again.
And free coffee cake would be nice.
I try to avoid being they need to bring back, because nobody ever brings anything back. But right. They need that type of.
And if they do, restaurant. It's not the same.
No, it's going to be a generic version of. But yeah. Oh, well. All righty. Next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Taylor from Nashville calling again. I think I left a very drunk, maybe slightly inappropriate, at the very least embarrassing message for y'all yesterday, here on my, our yearly trip I do with my dad and brother. We come out once a year to see each other. We don't live in the same area, so Vegas is our happy place that we meet up and hang out. Just a couple little things. I don't hear a whole lot about BLT steak, and I gotta say, we over at Bally's had a great steak dinner there. Service was great, the food was great, and if you're struggling to get into one of the more popular steakhouses, they seem to have a lot of openings, so something to consider. We also had a great time down at the Mob Museum and the Underground Speakeasy. Thank you for that tip. We all enjoyed our time there. And lastly, I gotta shout out to the D and the Golden Gate. We spend most of our time on the Strip, but I think we're spending more and more time downtown these days. And the D and the Golden Gate, the drink service is excellent. Service at the Long Bar was really good. I feel like it takes half an hour to get a cocktail on the casino floor at Caesar's Palace and some of the big Strip properties. So anyway, I just want to thank the two of you for what you do. I love the community and everything that you do regarding Vegas. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and yours is by far my favorite. So thank you, guys. I hope to see you in Vegas at some point. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Taylor. Thank you. We appreciate it. And the BLT steak is a good recommendation. We've had a bunch of good reviews on the Facebook group over the years of that place. And I don't know if they're still doing it. On occasion, they've been known to have a pretty good, I don't know if it's through Groupon, maybe. Mm. They do one of those things where you buy the certificate in advance and it's a pretty good deal. You get, like, I don't know, more food than what you would pay for. Anyway, yeah. It's like, you know, pay $50 for a $70 food certificate, that kind of thing.
Right.
I haven't seen it lately. I don't know if they're still doing that, but it might be worth doing
investigating if you want to go.
A little Google search for that. I think it was on Groupon when they did that. The places to look for those kind of things, for like discounts that I send people to all the time, are Groupon. SmarterVegas.com is good for some show discounts, and Gold Star is another one for show discounts. So I recommend checking those. Before a trip, if you're looking for some cheaper stuff. I think Gold Star is the one that occasionally will do the free opium tickets. Mm. They don't have that right now, but it's come and gone a few times, so it's worth keeping an eye on. All right, one more call. Another, I love when people are apologetic for their previous calls. It just brings me great happiness.
Tim and Michelle, this is Scott and Kate. Wanted to apologize for the drunk dial last night. We looked at our phone, and my wife just said, we called 500 last night, and we don't remember. So anyway, just wanted to apologize. I also posted something on the Facebook group about the monorail. Like, I'm standing at Elara. I see the monorail running right now, and it's been there for a long time now. And I haven't taken it in years, and I really don't know why I would anymore, especially with Lyft. So anyway, I just wanted to get your comments and feedback on your usage of the monorail. Anyway, talk to you later, and hopefully we'll do another drunk dial again tonight, but you never know.
All right. Thanks for all your calls.
Yes, they were entertaining.
So monorail, much like Stratosphere, mm-hmm. something you do about every 8 years.
Yep.
I think it's a really nice thing for people who have things at the convention center.
Yeah.
Or if you are staying on one end of the strip and for some reason want to spend a lot of... If you're staying at SLS, you'd probably use it quite a bit
yeah.
because there's not that much down there. But in terms of using
it... And SLS is one of the few places you don't have to walk 2 miles to get to the monorail.
That's true. It's a fairly convenient stop. If you're staying at Westgate, also very convenient.
Mm-hmm.
So for those properties, going to and from those... I think it serves a pretty good purpose.
Yeah.
As far as getting around between like Midstrip and MGM.
Yeah.
There's so much walking involved to get to the stations. I really don't find it to be that useful.
Mm-hmm.
We don't use it very often. I think last time we used it, it was to go to SLS and Westgate.
Yeah.
So I'm just not that big of a fan of it. It's good for convention stuff. I can see why. What they're hoping to do is connect it to Mandalay Bay in the next couple of years mm-hmm. to have it serve the football stadium and also to have it connect all of the major convention areas because they're also putting a station in at Venetian.
Mm-hmm.
Sands Convention Center, of course, is huge. So for convention stuff, yeah, it's a good way to go.
But if you're staying, especially if you're across the street, like Caesars.
Right.
It is super inconvenient.
Right. Yeah. If a station is convenient to where you are and you want to go to somewhere else directly served by the monorail, fine. But mm-hmm. yeah, I'm always amused when they label their... One of the stations is labeled as the... I don't know if it's Bally's. Is it Bally's Paris Caesar's Palace
yeah.
Station? Like, yeah, it's a 2.5 mile hike to Caesar's from there. But other than mm-hmm. that, it's great. So yeah, I agree with your assessment of the monorail there, Scott. There have been quite a few people chiming in on that, and most of the people who find it useful, similar to what we said, they a lot of times convention business or they're staying at one of the distant properties that's served by it. So there you go. Thank you to all of our callers this week. We do appreciate it. We welcome all of your calls, reviews, things you have thoughts on, Vegas-related. 702-866-9494 is the number. Program it into your phone and save it so that you can call when you're in any state of mind in Las Vegas. Because as you can tell, those calls bring us much happiness. All right, we've got some karma donations to thank people for before we wrap things up, including Amanda with a karma donation for an upcoming trip here as we speak. Left yesterday.
Hey.
Hope it's going well. Taking along with her boyfriend while he attends the SEMA convention. She said she's trying something different, going without her usual spreadsheet itinerary and playing it by ear. That can be very scary for people who are...
Mm-hmm.
Big-time planners.
Because I've done the spreadsheet.
Very much so. But
I've scaled it back. Now
yeah.
It's just like a list of stuff that I'd like to do.
Yeah, it's not as detailed as it mm-hmm. once was. But yeah, I get it. Some people want to have things really planned out. So mm-hmm. I hope that it works out for you. I hope that you have a wonderful trip doing it a different way than normal.
Yep.
All right. Jim and Mary, karma donation for them and the Golden Knights.
Yay.
Going to Vegas for their first night's game next weekend. Staying a couple nights at Park MGM and at Gold Coast. Short trip. But they're going to make full use of the extra hour thanks to daylight saving time. Ending. And that's a win already.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you have a wonderful time. Good luck.
Yeah.
Hope that you get to see the Golden Knights win. It's a really fun time at the game.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't. But have a blast.
It's always extra fun when they win.
Karma donation for Amanda and Trevor. Thank you for that. We do appreciate it. A karma donation for Matthew for a boys' trip in 10 days. Thought about using this to buy an open face sandwich at lunch, but thought better of it. Keep up the great work. thank you. I appreciate that. Brian with Karma Donation. First trip to Vegas was Halloween 1998 to see Fish. We'll be celebrating my 20th anniversary of Vegas love by seeing Fish again this Halloween. Hope you have a wonderful time.
Yes.
Not really my musical scene, but they've got a lot of fans. And if they bring you joy and Vegas brings you joy, you're in for a good time.
It's kind of nice that he did that on Halloween 20 years ago and he's doing it
absolutely
again.
Brings it all together.
Yeah.
That's very cool. He's also taking his girlfriend for her first trip and is hoping that she likes it. I would recommend that you make sure and figure out stuff that she would maybe like. I mean, like, not just trying to cram like your Vegas style down her throat, but instead, that was probably bad wording. maybe like figure out things that she would be more likely to enjoy and then skewing your trip to that. And hopefully that will get her hooked. Because that's what's really, that's going on here. He's hoping to get her hooked. Totally understand that. We're also supposed to pet Max.
Okay.
We'll do that at some point.
He's calmed down now.
I like him again. All right. Finally, Rob with a Karma Donation for a 5-night trip with some friends to enjoy Vegas and attend SEMA. A lot of people going out. That's one of the bigger conventions, so it's going to be crazy there in the next week or so. And Halloween as well. They're on their way as we speak. So the last Karma Donation worked out for everyone in the group except for him. So this one, it all needs to be focused on Rob. Hope that works out for you and that you get some royals and all that fun stuff. So good luck to all of you. Thank you for the support. We do appreciate it. You guys are all awesome. All right. That's going to do it for this week. 500bymidnight.com is the website. 500@gmail.com is the email address. On Twitter, I'm 500. She is Anita Martini.
Max is the dog.
Max is the dog. We can assure you of that. 702-866-9494 is the voicemail line. We'd love to hear from you. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it. We will be back soon with another show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.